Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why, the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Hey everyone, and thanks for joining me this week. My name is Laura Adams, and I'm a personal finance expert who's been hosting the Money Girl podcast since 2008. I'm also the author of several books, including my most recent title, which was an Amazon number one new release called Money Smart Solopreneur, a personal finance system for freelancers, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. So if you're building a business or you want to earn more income on the side, I hope you'll grab a copy. You'll get it as a paperback, an ebook, or an audiobook. The mission here on the show is to help you get the knowledge and motivation to prioritize your finances, build wealth, and have more security and less stress. Every show is created just for you to make sure you come away with practical advice and tips to make better money decisions and hopefully take your financial life to the next level. I would love for you to subscribe if you're enjoying the show. That is a fantastic way to make sure you don't miss an episode. And also participate. You can send me a money question or a comment. One way is on our voicemail line. You can call 24/7 the number 302-364-0308, or you can email me using my contact page at lauradadams.com or connect on Instagram at lauradadams. All right, today's episode is definitely in response to what's going on in the economy right now. It's episode number 728 called Six Smart Money Moves When Interest Rates Rise. And the topic was not only inspired by the economy, but by a question that came in from a listener about handling a specific debt in light of rising interest rates. So in this show, I'm going to cover why rates are going up, six critical money considerations or moves that you should make, and I'll answer the listener question at the end of the show. So I hope you'll stick with me until we get to that great question. So you probably know what's happening in a nutshell. You know, in order to fight inflation, the Federal Reserve recently increased interest rates by 0.5 percentage point. And that is the largest hike that we've seen since 2000. Previously, they made a 0.25% point increase back in March. So we've seen a total of 0.75 percentage points go up so far in 2022. And with inflation at a 40-year high, it's possible that we may see more rate increases this year. Now, when interest rates go up, there are winners and losers. It's, you know, it's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but they're just people who win and lose on both sides when interest rates move. So that's what we're going to talk about today. It's the borrowing. On the borrowing side, that gets more expensive. But, you know, when you're lending it in the form of savings, that means that you earn more interest. Or hopefully we will see that our savings account rates will start to tick up as well. So, you know, that's the good side. We may see higher rates on our savings accounts. It's still going to be very, very small. But, you know, more importantly, on the borrowing side, we need to be strategic to make sure that we are not overpaying. So how interest rates affect your finances depends on whether you're borrowing money, lending money, or investing your money. And for this show, we're just going to focus on borrowing. But first, let's quickly review how and why interest rates change in the first place. The Federal Reserve, known as the Fed, they set the federal funds rate, which is what banks charge each other to borrow money. And that rate influences the prime rate, which influences what banks charge customers for loans and credit cards or pay them on their savings accounts. So when interest rates change, it's a really good time to reevaluate your finances, especially your debt. So let's talk about six money moves that you should consider. Number one, create or update your personal financial statement or PFS. If you're a regular Money Girl listener, you've heard me talk about a PFS before. It's basically a document that you can create on paper, a Word doc, a spreadsheet that lists out your assets, liabilities, and calculates your net worth. And it can also keep track of other important financial information like your insurance policies, emergency documents, and the names of any financial professionals that you use. Your assets are items of value that you own. You know, these are like your real estate, cars, jewelry, household furnishings, sporting goods, cash in the bank, taxable investments, and retirement accounts. You want to list out every significant asset, even if you still owe money on it, like a mortgage or a car loan. Do the best you can to assign accurate market values to all of your major assets, and you can lump the lower-priced items together under categories, like your total furnishings or electronics. However, you want to be as precise as possible for expensive items, like your real estate and cars. Now, once you've got all your assets accounted for, you want to add up the total. Also, consider if each of your high-dollar assets is adequately insured. On my PFS, I include a section that's just for insurance policies like home insurance, auto, life, disability, and personal liability. You want to be sure to include the insurance company's name, your policy number, and the amount of coverage that you have. Remember that as your income and your net worth increases, so should your insurance protections. Okay, so that's everything about listing out your assets. Below this section, I want you to list out your liabilities or what you owe, such as mortgages, car loans, student loans, personal loans, credit cards, and any balances on lines of credit. For each of your debts, include your outstanding balance, your annual percentage rate that you're paying, and whether it has a fixed or variable interest rate. Then add up all your debts. When you subtract your total liabilities from your total assets, the resulting number, whether it's positive or negative, is your net worth. So this exercise is so important because it serves several purposes. I think it can really get you organized in making sure you understand, you know, what your assets and liabilities are, understanding your savings and your debt. But it's also helpful for tracking your net worth over time. And that's important because your net worth is an indicator of your financial health. It's kind of like stepping on the scale if you're trying to lose weight. So this is something that you want to do just so you've got all your information in one place, and it will give you a holistic view of your finances and allow you to make the best decisions in a rising interest rate environment, which is what we're talking about today. So this is kind of setting the stage so you understand what you're dealing with, what are all of your assets and liabilities as we move forward and we talk about these other important moves that you need to make. So I hope you'll take the time and create the PFS. Now, the second smart money move to make when interest rates rise is to pay down variable rate debt. So as I mentioned, when you're a borrower, rising interest rates mean you pay more. While any fixed rate loan has a rate and a payment that's locked and it never changes, variable rate debts reset at a predetermined interval based on a financial index, such as the prime rate. So within a month or two, your payment for variable rate debts can rise or fall in step with interest rates. So if you've got a fixed rate mortgage, you are safe from rising interest rates. However, other debts like an adjustable rate mortgage, a home equity line of credit, credit cards, and private student loans are not safe. So paying those down or eliminating them in order of highest interest rate to lowest interest rate is the best way to improve your finances when interest rates are rising.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. We'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. We haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
McDonald's. 1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Are you looking for a rewarding, life-changing opportunity that enhances the lives of children in your community? With almost 50 years of experience, Huntington Learning Center is the nation's leading K-12 tutoring and test prep franchise, dedicated to shaping brighter futures for students and franchisees. Huntington is the top revenue-producing supplemental education franchise in the United States, and their proven system is the key to success for you and your students. The Huntington Advantage includes low startup cost, turnkey systems, dedicated support teams, national and local marketing support, and multiple revenue streams to help you build a life-enriching and profitable business. No education experience needed. In today's environment, the need for tutoring has never been greater. When you become part of Huntington Learning Center, you're filling an urgent need in the growing $5 billion supplemental education industry. To learn more, visit HuntingtonFranchise.com. Make a meaningful difference. Pursue your dreams of business ownership and be a positive force in your community. Don't wait. Visit HuntingtonFranchise.com today.
Newsflash, you can lose weight like a celebrity without being a celebrity. New Glucotrim from GNC delivers serious results with a proven formula, and you don't need a crazy expensive prescription. So get on that celebrity weight loss level with New Glucotrim. Get it at GNC.
The third move to make is considering refinancing your variable rate debt. If you can refinance a variable rate loan like an ARM, the adjustable rate mortgage, or the HELOC, the home equity line of credit, or even a private student loan, to a fixed rate loan, that can save a significant amount of interest when rates are climbing. However, remember that with a mortgage, you typically need at least 20% equity in your home and a good credit score to qualify for a mortgage refinance. Now, if you've got an adjustable rate mortgage or ARM, review the terms to find out when and by how much your rate can go up. For example, an ARM might allow an interest rate adjustment every 6 months that cannot exceed 2% per year. Additionally, there are caps on how much your payment can go up, such as 7% over the life of the loan. So you want to get familiar with your variable rate loans in order to kind of make a decision about whether refinancing them is worthwhile. And before you do any refinancing, definitely shop around. That's critical in a rising rate environment. You want to be sure you can get the lowest rate possible before you make a loan commitment. All right, the fourth money move to make is using a zero-rate balance transfer credit card. If you've got balances on high-rate credit cards, the rate will likely get even higher as interest rates go up. So an excellent strategy is to move the debt to a zero-rate or even a low-rate balance transfer credit card. They typically lock in 0% interest for somewhere between 12 and 18 months, maybe even up to 24 months in some cases. While using a transfer card does not make your debt go away, it does insulate you from rising interest rates for a period. You have the opportunity to save a lot of interest and then to use that money to pay off your balance faster. And even after paying a fee, such as a 3% transfer fee, in most cases, you're still going to come out ahead. Money move number five is to finance a big purchase sooner rather than later. If you're already in a state of mind to make a big purchase, like a car or a home, you want to be sure to lock in the lowest fixed rate loan possible as quickly as you can. When you're in a rising rate environment, money is getting more expensive to borrow. So waiting means that you could pay more. So that being said, I don't want you to panic and make an expensive purchase just because interest rates are moving up. It still needs to fit your budget and benefit your overall financial goals. If you plan to own a home for the long run, getting a fixed-rate loan is going to keep your payment as low as possible, even when interest rates are climbing. However, I will say if you plan to sell a property fairly quickly, like within a year or two, there's still a place for adjustable-rate mortgages, even in a rising-rate environment. Just remember that your interest rate and monthly payments can go up dramatically if you can't sell the property or refinance it down the road. And lastly, number six is to maintain good credit scores. No matter what's happening with interest rates, your credit is a significant factor in how expensive it is to borrow money. So improving it and maintaining good credit can really pay off. Plus, a great credit score helps you save money in other ways, like paying less for auto insurance, home insurance, and utility deposits. It can even help you get approved to rent an apartment, receive premium offers, and even land a job with an employer that checks credit. All right, let's circle back to the listener question that I mentioned. It came in from Christine H., who says, "Can you explain how interest rate hikes correlate to variable student loan interest rates? 2 years ago, I refinanced a private student loan for a low variable rate with a 5-year repayment term. I have about $9,000 to pay off, and my current variable rate is 2.723%. Would refinancing to a fixed rate loan be helpful given the current rate hikes for such a short-term loan?" Thank you so much for your question, Christine. The answer depends on how high your variable rate could go. As I mentioned, most variable rate loans do come with annual caps. However, my recommendation is for you to contact your private loan lender and ask them, what's the worst case scenario here with my loan and what are my refinancing options? The lender should run some numbers for you and help you determine if refinancing makes sense. And note that if you have federal student loans, refinancing means that you could give up significant benefits, like the hardship forbearance that's currently in place through the end of August 2022, and income-driven repayment plans. Plus, most federal loans have fixed interest rates, so they're protected from rate hikes. But private loans don't come with a lot of benefits, so if you can refinance and end up saving money, that may be a wise move to make. Christine, I know I didn't give you a yes or no answer, but you know the answer is to do more research. It's a great question, and you just need to dig a little deeper to find out how the math looks and whether you could end up saving money or whether it would just be a hassle that would not save you any money. I hope the show has given you some ideas about things to do that will help you save money in the current environment. You certainly don't need to do all of them, but you know, even if you just did one of them, it may end up saving you a lot of money over the long term. And I mentioned the importance of credit. I mean, it's just always important, but it's super important in a rising interest rate environment. And I would say if you're struggling to build credit, I want to invite you to check out a very comprehensive course that I created called Build Better Credit, the Ultimate Credit Score Repair Guide. You can visit lauradadams.com to learn more and enroll today. And if you're on social media, please connect with me on Twitter at Laura Adams, or as I mentioned, on Instagram at Laura D. Adams. And at lauradadams.com, you can use my contact page and learn more about my work, books, and money courses. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with editing by Adam Cecil. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.